This is Wilderness and Wildlife, presented by the Gallatin Wildlife Association in Bozeman, Montana. This is a half-hour program featuring commentaries and interviews with wildlife and wilderness advocates relating to the unique natural environment that we enjoy in the wildlands of the West and all across America. I'm your host, Jay Schell. Today we're interviewing Emily Chilcote. She's the director of the Montana Audubon Center in Billings, Montana, a facility that was founded several years ago by Audubon and is an interesting place to visit. So welcome, Emily. It's good to be talking with you.
Good to be here.
So how long have you been at the center and what's your background?
Yeah, so I've been at the Montana Audubon Center in Billings for going on 8 years.
Uh-huh.
My background is in natural and historical interpretation, so doing informal environmental experience-based education for kids and adults with a underlying tone of just bringing together people and nature so that we all can live in the same spaces together and keep it nice and in wild for us.
So tell us about the center. When was it started and what does it do?
Yeah, so the Montana Audubon Center in Billings is actually the education arm of Montana Audubon, which
uh-huh.
is a statewide Audubon organization.
Uh-huh.
We're an independent conservation organization dedicated to scientific research, policy, and environmental education, with our headquarters located in Helena, Montana.
Whose idea was it to found the center?
So the site we operate on has been undergoing reclamation for like 30-some years.
Oh, wow.
The site used to be a gravel pit. And we actually leased the land from Yellowstone River Parks Association, who took on the reclamation permit. And working with volunteers all over the community, planted trees and shrubs and laid tons of seed on the 54 acres that we operate on. Over the last 16 years, Montana Audubon has been operating on the site and continuing that restoration work and bringing the environmental education programs to Billings primarily. The idea behind even having this is actually through some of the founders of YRPA, Yellowstone River Parks Association, Norm Shainthal and Gene Smith and a number of other many amazing people wanted to provide a outdoor space for teachers to be able to bring their kids and get into the environmental sciences, doing water quality and vegetation surveys and different things like that, but also to give back to the community, which is what we still work to do today.
So does Audubon's involvement go back 16 years?
Yeah, so the education programs at the center have been going on for 16 years. Montana Audubon as a whole has been in operation since 1976.
Uh-huh. So the day that I was there a couple weeks ago, there was a school group that was just boarding their bus. Do you have groups coming from all over the state? It's a big state.
Yeah, so we usually see more groups from the greater Billings area.
Mm.
We work with groups from like Joliet and Crow Agency, Huntley, and a whole bunch of areas right in the bigger area around Billings. But occasionally we get some other groups from a little further away. Our longest running program since before we even had the building and when we first started doing programs here is our Audubon Naturalist in the Schools program. It's a fourth grade based program, but we do work with some third and fifth grades as well. And we get them out a couple times a year for full day field trips and into the classrooms at least one time. So we have multiple year engagements with many of the local students here. In addition to providing one-off field trips as well.
Uh-huh. And how is it related to the city or the county?
Yeah, so we're in this fun little alphabet soup area, because our road coming in is a county road that leads to a city park. And since the land we're on is owned by Yellowstone River Parks Association, it's considered private, even though it is open to the public. And so we work really closely with the county and the city with different endeavors with conservation, since we're still working on ongoing conservation reclamation of the site here, and we're right next to two city parks, Norms Island and Riverfront Park. We utilize this whole big area within the Yellowstone River corridor to do our education programs. So we work really closely with them, doing different partnership opportunities as they come about.
So the center's property is 54 acres. Would you describe the layout? What kind of vegetation is there? And I think there's some ponds.
Yeah. So, as I mentioned, it's 54 acres. It's a lot of the same landscape that was here when it was a gravel pit. There was a couple man-made like hills and things just to diversify the ecosystem here on the property. A lot of the trails are the old gravel pit trails, so they're nice hard-packed trails for bikes or anybody in wheelchairs to walk around. We have about 3 miles of walking trail on the property. We also have two ponds and a marsh on the property, so we see a lot of different waterfowl that like to congregate around there. And our vegetation is a mixture of conifers. We've got junipers and white pines. And cottonwoods, which is our primary deciduous tree here on the property, along with different shrubs and wildflowers and grasses.
Uh-huh. And you're fairly close to the Yellowstone River, aren't you?
Yep, we're just a hop, skip, and a jump.
And what's education program consists of? Are you exclusively birding, or do you have a wider education program than that?
Yeah, so we have a wider education focus than that. Montana Audubon's mission is to work to promote appreciation, knowledge, and conservation of Montana's native birds, other wildlife, and ecosystems, and to safeguard biological diversity for current and future generations. So that leaves us with a big, broad area that we can be doing different programs. So we do anything from we do birding quite frequently, but also like looking for bugs, going fishing in the ponds, checking out what kind of macroinvertebrates are living in there, tracking activities. Our property, so programs we have going on our property is we have an on-site nature-based preschool, and in addition to our Audubon Natural STEM schools, that fourth grade program I was just mentioning about, we also do homeschool science programs. We have a nice active volunteer group that comes out, and we have some local high school teachers that bring their students out, help us with like tree surveys and water quality assessments, things like that. And in addition to community programs that are offered on the weekends and evenings.
Is the center unique, or are there other Audubon facilities spread around the country, such as yours?
Yeah, there are actually other Audubon facilities such as ours. In, I believe, 2006 or so, there was an initiative by Audubon Centers to try to have, National Audubon trying to help promote to other Audubon societies, which are usually county-based Audubon chapters, to have some sort of center, visitation center, to help, you know, engage and bring people to.
Mm-hmm.
Which kind of tied into the conversations for why we are here in Billings, which is really cool. So, they're not in every state, but there are a number of different Audubon centers. Each one is slightly set up differently. I know of a couple that are like primarily bird sanctuaries. I know of others that are like a working farm and a natural area. We don't have, per se, a nature center. All of our activities we try to do outside as much as possible, because that's the best way to learn about nature, is to be in nature. So while we do have indoor facilities, they're more for like occasional classroom things. We don't have any real exhibits per se, because we just would rather be outside.
So how is the center operated? Do you have your own board of directors?
Since we're a part of Montana Audubon, has a board of directors, and we have an executive director that lives in Helena, or works out of Helena, along with our science crew and our admin team. The center here has a center committee that has liaisons within our board. That way our information is shared between both locations. But a lot of how we operate is all done via myself and our executive director and my management team here at the center.
How large is your staff?
Currently, I have 15 staff.
Wow.
So during the school year, we have usually about 15 here in Billings. Our Helena office has another 8, I believe. And during the summer, when we do programs like our summer camps, the center will bring on an extra 5 or 6 staff members.
Wow. And are some of these people volunteers, or are they all paid staff?
We have a mixture. Most of our education team is all paid staff, working between temporary seasonal kind of positions to regular year-round positions. We currently use most of our volunteers on our restoration side of things, but we are looking at initiatives to bring on more volunteers on the education side as well.
Okay, well, I think it's time for us to talk about the wildlife, about the birds. So yeah. How many species have been recorded on the site?
We've seen just under 100 different species on the site over the last 16 years or so. We are very lucky because we are right next to the Yellowstone River, so we have a different ecosystem than what some of the other parts of Billings have. That being said, there are some birds in North Billings that we don't see here at the center either. So it's really neat because just about any different pocket in Billings, you can usually find different species.
And what's common birds that are at your location?
Most common right now are the chickadees. This year we had volunteers doing our nest watch program, and a number of our nest boxes were being used by house wrens. So house wrens are kind of hard to see. They're very secretive little birds usually. So we didn't see them, but we know that they were there because of all of the nests we were seeing everywhere. We also see a lot of goldfinches and, unfortunately, some of the house sparrows.
Okay. Tell me about raptors or owls and owls that show up on your location.
Yeah, we have a osprey platform on the property, which has been utilized last several years. This year, the male and female had 2 osprey chicks, and so staff were able to kind of watch and see them rear the chicks and see them start to fledge and sadly see them start to migrate south for the winter. So we get to see them a lot, and they're primarily fish eaters, so they really enjoy the ponds and close proximity to the river. We also frequently see red-tailed hawks and eagles flying around the property, and actually, just today, we had staff out on Norm's Island, where the vegetation, like the trees, are just a little bit more dense than they are on our property, and spotted a great horned owl. So we do see screech owls and great horned owls on the property and around the area as well.
Do you have any cameras that enable live viewing of the nests?
Not at this time. It is one of the initiatives that we're wanting to try to push forward. Our Osprey camera has a mounting pole that we could mount a camera. Our biggest issue is we need to build up the funds to run electricity out to it so that it'll actually connect with our Wi-Fi and provide the signal strength and everything. So not at the moment, but hopefully in the next couple of years.
Ah, great. So what about wading birds, swans, geese, or ducks?
Yeah, we see a number of great blue herons on the property. This year we had about four pelicans that like to hang out on the ponds, primarily our Wills Marsh area all summer long. We also see sandpipers, a bunch of diving ducks like coots and grebes and gansers,
right,
in addition to the dabbling ducks as well.
So when I was out there, I thought I saw a teal on the pond.
Yep.
I couldn't identify whether it was green-winged or blue-winged.
We often see both, so it could have been one or the other.
Oh. So how about game birds? What do you have in the way of game birds?
Our primary game bird is ringneck pheasant. We do have a thoughtful bird feeding station that we've partnered with Wild Birds Unlimited to have and keep stocked here on the property. And they like to come and hang out in our garden space where that feeding station is. So primarily it's the ringnecks that we have.
Oh.
Billings does have a huge turkey population, but they haven't come this close to the river quite yet.
So are there any sage grouse out there?
Not where we're at. We're kind of like, we're right by the river, but we're kind of in an urbanized area.
Yeah.
So there's not a lot of the sage grouses, unfortunately.
How about hummingbirds?
We do occasionally see hummingbirds out here. Northern Billings, just below the Rim Rocks, tends to get a lot more hummingbirds. So it's just a little bit better ecosystem for them.
And, yeah, woodpeckers?
Yeah, we see downy and hairy woodpeckers out here. Since they're the primary woodpecker species that we see out here, aside from flickers, we do see quite a few of those funny little flickers flying around everywhere.
And I'm sure jays are ubiquitous, so you've got some jays out there, don't you?
Yeah, so we just actually started seeing jays here at the property. There had always been a small population in downtown Billings area, and they're just recently starting to spread. So we're seeing more of the blue jays out here for us.
And I assume you've got crows and ravens flying around.
Oh, yes, all the time, and magpies.
Okay.
We also see catbirds and mockingbirds on the property, and quite a few warblers as well.
So, yeah, I wanted to ask about songbirds. You mentioned chickadees and nuthatches. What other songbirds do you have?
Yeah, not so much on our property, but right across that Norms, we frequently will see yellow-breasted cats in the willow grove over there. The yellow warblers are usually flitting around. A lot of them have already started migrating south for the winter, so we aren't seeing as many of them. It's actually pretty quiet right now. We're waiting for all of our winter friends to come back. Let's see. What else do we see?
Wrens.
Solitaires. Wrens. Yep. Yeah, so we get a nice diverse mixture out here with the site. When they were doing the reclamation, they were trying to put different types of ecosystems on the site that helped to represent all of the varied ecosystems within Montana. One of the hard things with that, though, is those alpine trees and such, they don't quite work in eastern Montana. So we've had to adapt a little bit. But it's provided amazing habitat for a whole bunch of different bird species.
You have flashes of red with tanagers and cardinals, and maybe some.
Yeah. Fruits. Yeah, we don't really see cardinals all that much, but we will see tanagers. They like to stay pretty secretive, especially with all the kids we have on the property, but every so often we get a nice flash of them.
So, and you have some finches too?
Yeah, we see house finches and goldfinches are our primary ones.
Yeah, I used to see them over in Bozeman when I lived over there. Well, you mentioned kingfishers because you're close to the river, so you see them.
Yep. We have a couple that like to hang out right here on the property, and it's fun because the kids always stop and because they hear the little cackle that they make and wonder where it's coming from, and just to see this medium-sized bird like dive headfirst into the water and bring out a fish, it's a really cool experience that they don't get to see very, very many places.
What about swallows? Do you have swallows need banks or some kind of structures to build their nests? Do you have those?
Yeah. We see a lot of tree swallows here and some bank swallows around in the area, usually closer to the Yellowstone River. But a lot of tree swallows like to be on our property eating all the bugs from around the ponds.
What bird have you seen that you've been most excited about that's been notable?
So I'm originally from Ohio, and when I first moved here in 2014, the first new bird I saw was a magpie, which we don't have back east. And so that was like one of the first birds that I was really like in awe and enamored with.
Yeah.
Was the magpie, like learning more about it. There's not a lot of people that really like magpies, but the whole family of that magpies and crows and jays are in. They're just so smart. And they're fun bird, and they just have so many different visual characteristics depending on the subspecies.
So on the site, do you have some endangered species that you're trying to cultivate and strengthen their population?
At this moment, there's no endangered species birds that we're trying to strengthen, but we're also still surveying and trying to get a better sense of the habitat. So there's always possibilities. One of the big things that we're trying to do, because this is a reformed gravel pit, is we tend to get a lot of invasive weeds. So we are always trying to combat those in order to provide better habitat for the birds and local wildlife. We do see a number of tiger salamanders on the property. Actually, we had one try to walk inside our building recently. And so making sure that we have, you know, appropriate habitat for them, and along with turtles. We've got painted turtles and snapping turtles in our ponds that can oftentimes in the winter get predated and during nesting season get predated. So trying to do more to build up their cover and habitat to ensure the population in our area.
So it's been awfully warm in Montana for this time of year. I noticed this morning it's in the 70s still.
Yep.
But have you seen the fall migration occurring now?
I've noticed our summer birds being gone and not being here, but I have not yet seen the return of our winter friends. Usually we start seeing dark-eyed juncos and more white-crowned sparrows in the gardens along with house finches during the winter as it gets colder, usually about this time, but I haven't quite seen them yet. So I'm hoping here in the next couple weeks, usually definitely by the end of October, we start seeing them. So here soon, hopefully.
Do you get birds, do you get raptors and eagles in the fall migration? I know over in the Bridger Range that they're notable there, but do you also see them further east where you are?
Yeah, we'll see broadwing hawks in the winter more so. They have year-round ranges just north of us, but we primarily only see them during the winter. And there's certain places around Billings that you can go and try to find like snowy owls and such in the winter as well.
Ah, neat. So you mentioned that you occasionally have a bear on the property. Is that right?
not so much on the property, but that travel along the Yellowstone River. The closest we've seen it, and we chuckled that it's all of the screaming kids with all the fun that they're having here that keeps them away. But yeah, frequently we will get sightings of black bear and mountain lion walking the Yellowstone River corridor that we pay attention to and just make sure that we give them their space.
Do you have any other mammals that come onto the property?
Yeah, we have a fox that resides somewhere. We don't know exactly where. We've never located a den. But we see their tracks primarily in the winter. We also have a number of deer on the property or that come over and bed down in our property. We are surrounded by some agricultural fields. So they come over here for a nice safe space to sleep at night. Of course, raccoons. There is a group of skunks that likes to be under one of our buildings frequently, especially during when they're having their litter, young in litters everywhere. So that gets to be fun and smelly, along with the desert cottontail, also known as Audubon's cottontail. We have a number of them on the property. And many of which, like, we don't engage with any of them, but they just get so used to us that they will fall asleep in the gardens while there's, like, 30 or so kids walking around during their program.
You mentioned turtles. Do you have some snakes on the property?
We have an active snake hibernaculum near our Wills Marsh area that allows for... We've seen hundreds of snakes pouring out of there, primarily garter snakes with the occasional bull snake. Being so close to the river, we don't really see the rattlesnakes that are accustomed to being near the rims and billings.
Any amphibians, frogs or toads?
Yeah, we see chorus frogs all the time, leopard frogs, some American toads. They're always fun. We actually, in August, do a herpetology night where we do a little presentation and then we go out searching for different frogs, toads, salamanders, which is always, we've been doing the last 2 years and it's been an amazing hit every single time.
I noticed when I walked onto the property toward your education center that over to the left there was a shed where you had canoe equipment. Do you invite visitors to take canoes out onto the pond?
Yeah, we have specific times during the summer when we do like our open house or evening exploration kind of activities, kind of like a time for the community to come and just explore and be able to rent a canoe. Otherwise, we primarily do the canoeing during private programs or facility rentals or during like programs like our summer camps.
Are there?
Yeah, we were able to canoe on two of our ponds, and we usually start like all of our Audubon Naturalists and the school's kids in the spring, weather permitting, get to go and try their hand at canoeing on our flat water ponds, which is a really fun treat for them.
Yeah. Emily, we've run out of time, but this has been great. I've really enjoyed talking with you, finding out about the center.
Yeah, this has been great. Thanks so much for having me.
Okay, well, thank you, Emily. Really appreciate it. Our guest today has been Emily Chilcote. She's the director of Montana Audubon Center in Billings, Montana. This has been Wilderness and Wildlife, a presentation of the Gallatin Wildlife Association in Bozeman, Montana. To hear more of these half-hour interviews, go online to js-wilderness.com and see additional features on our website. You can all see it at kgvm.org. Thanks for listening. I'm your host, Jay Shell.